Welcome to the Orange County Catholic Radio Show on AM 1000 in Orange and San Diego counties and on AM 930 in Los Angeles County. Each week, we bring you compelling conversation with church leaders and laity, talking about the things going on in our diocese and discussing the important issues that impact the world around us. We're coming to you through the good offices of Immaculate Heart Radio from our studios on the campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, where Catholic faith is crystal clear. Here now to introduce our guest and today's topic is your host, Rick Howick.
And welcome to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host. And with me today is Ron Adcock of Travel of Orange. And we're going to have an opportunity today to talk about a very special event that's coming up that's going to involve cruising and bishops and mass and all sorts of things in Mexico. But before we get started on that, first of all, Ron, I want to thank you for coming in.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
And if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, we thank you for bringing us together today to talk a little bit about the opportunity to relax with you and to embrace you in a way that might be an opportunity to engage you more completely and deeply. Thank you for giving us such opportunities. We ask all of our listening audience who is able to hear, to listen well to the voice that comes to them from you. Help all of our people to engage you, embrace you, and love you, and keep you. And I hope today, Lord, that what we say brings a little more of your love into our lives. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Ron, you come to us today from Travel of Orange, and we've had some conversation about an upcoming trip. This is kind of a first for the Diocese of Orange. Tell us, what is this thing that we're going to be talking about? What's this trip about?
This is the first ever Bishop's Cruise on Carnival Cruise Line on the Carnival Inspiration. And we are going to be doing a weekend cruise July 21 and getting back off the ship on July 24th.
Okay, so that's about a month or so from today. So what's the deadline for people who are going to want to be involved in this? We'll just get that out right away.
Deadline to book and to get on this cruise with the bishops is going to be July 7th.
Okay, so in a couple of weeks. So tell us then, what is this about? You're talking about an actual full Carnival cruise, great big white boat type thing that we used to see on Love Boat, for those of us who are old enough to remember that.
Yes.
This is a big Carnival cruise.
It's a big Carnival cruise. You will get all the normal Carnival entertainment, the gourmet food, all the fun you have on there, the water slides, the pools, the spa, all those great things. But the best part of this is we're going to have both of our bishops, Bishop Van and Bishop Fryer, on the cruise with us.
Okay, Bishop Van and Bishop Fryer are both going along, and this is going to last for about 3 days?
It is 3 nights, 4 days.
Okay, so let's see. Let's talk for a moment about some of the nuts and bolts behind this before we get into more. This is going where?
This is going to, it's leaving Long Beach next to the Queen Mary's where we'll depart, and it goes to Ensenada and a day at sea and then back to Long Beach.
Okay, so Ensenada, a day at sea, and then they're going back to Long Beach. So how is this going to be any different from just taking a regular cruise on Carnival?
Oh, the nice thing about that is we have all kinds of great spiritual things happening on board the ship and off board the ship that are with our bishops. So, for example, Friday night, you can get on the ship during the day. Friday night, you'll have dinner. And after that, we'll have an XLT praise service with Francis Cabildo. And on top of that, you can do all the other Carnival entertainment, the Broadway-style show, and all the separate venues that they have for music, comedy, magicians, and things like that.
Okay, so this is not then a charter cruise, so to speak, where everyone on board is doing the same thing. This is an organized group within a larger itinerary, within a larger group of people.
Correct. About between 25% and 30% of the ship will be parishioners from the Orange County Diocese.
Okay, so there will be other people that could book on board here, but the reason why you'd want to book through you in order to do this is why? What are they going to experience if they take this Carnival cruise other than the normal Carnival cruise things?
What they're going to get is, like I mentioned on Friday night, that XLT praise service on board with Francis Cabildo and the bishops. The next morning, the big thing is Saturday morning, we're going to all get off the ship at 8 a.m. and we're going to have luxury motor coaches waiting for us. And they're going to take us over to Cathedral Santorio. And we're going to do a bilingual mass with our bishops, their fathers, and their parishioners, and ours. And we're going to do that mass at about 9 a.m. After the mass, we're going to go to an orphanage, and we're going to be doing selfless service with at the orphanage. So the bishops could be doing maybe a Bible story for the orphans. I know Francis and Dr. Romero are going to be bringing guitars and things to do music there. And when we're done, we're going to be giving clothes and school supplies and a lot of things like that to the orphans and working with them. When that's done, it's going to be about lunchtime, and we're going to go into downtown Ensenada and have a gourmet lunch that includes bottled water, margaritas, chips, salsa, guacamole, four taco stations, everything carnitas, carne asada, potato tacos, cactus tacos, and rice and beans. At that point, you can stay in Ensenada, shop and sightsee, or you can go back to the ship and take advantage of all the normal carnival things that are on the ship. That night, the other thing that the parishioners are going to get booking with the Bishop Cruz is we're going to have evening vespers with Dr. John Romero. And that, I think, will be a nice special service that night.
That does sound good. You
can still enjoy all the other carnival entertainment as well. Then Sunday morning, everybody can have breakfast. And at 9 a.m., we're going to have a morning mass in the main showroom on Carnival. And that will be conducted with both of our bishops, as well as we're going to have music from Dr. Romero and Francis Cabildo. And then off to do all the regular things. They can swim, again, the water slides, do all that. And at 3 in the afternoon, we're going to have a concert by Francis Cabildo in the afternoon in the main showroom as well. Wow. And then the rest of that night is for their own pleasure and entertainment. We'll all be dining at dinner time each night in the same area of the dining room. So you'll be dining with the bishops and things like that, and you can have time with them to meet and talk. And then Monday morning, everybody has to be off the ship by 10 a.m.
Okay, so this is essentially a three-day cruise, three-night cruise, 4 days.
Yes.
The fourth day is an abbreviated day.
They are.
So about 3 days that you're going to have in with Bishop Van and Bishop Fryer, and it's going to take you down to Ensenada where you're going to be able to go to an orphanage and help.
Exactly.
And then also enjoy your vacation as well afterwards so that you've kind of got it all wrapped up where it's an ability to reflect a little bit on what it is to be Christ-centered, to be giving, to be Catholic, to be involved with other people who are both wanting to enjoy the fruits of what their labor has given them, but also to bring about joy in others who are in need.
That is very true.
I want to ask you a couple of questions about why you're doing this. I know the Travel of Orange is not a huge travel agency, though it's been in Orange County for quite some time. We had a chance to talk a little beforehand, so I know you've got an interesting story yourself. But is there anything that the diocese gets out of this besides having this fellowship opportunity?
They do. Basically, Travel of Orange, for any travel that's booked, just not this cruise, but any travel that any parishioner or their family or friends books with Travel of Orange gives the diocese 20% of our commission that we receive from our vendors. On top of that, Carnival is donating back $4 per day, so $16 per passenger that attends, straight to the diocese. So it is, in essence, a fundraiser as well.
Okay, so there's not huge amounts of money that's being generated there, but some of this money is going to then help with the orphanage as well.
Yes, and on top of that, Travel of Orange and the people going on there, there is money set aside that we're going to be bringing school supplies and clothing and other items to the orphans at this orphanage in Ensenada.
Okay, so they're going to bring things that they need in order to have their school operate, and they're going to be doing some work there with the orphans. But it's also about trying to embrace your faith a little more completely and deeply, reflectively, on board a cruise where you can relax but also engage with Catholic faith.
Exactly. And the people, the parishioners that have already booked, their biggest question is, well, we want to do more. We want to bring more items, more clothing, more school supplies, toys with them. And that is totally open to anybody that wants to bring anything for these children.
For people who are interested in this, what's the overall cost for this? Because that's kind of the literally the money question.
The money question. Yeah. If anybody's ever cruised, or if you haven't, there are four different categories you can book. One is an inside cabin. It is in the inside of the ship.
It's the cheapest one.
Cheapest one. It is above water level, so they don't have to worry about that. There's an ocean view with a picture window. Then we go into a junior suite that has a balcony and a grand suite. So an inside cabin for two people is roughly about, at the current price today, about $1,200. But that includes everything.
So $1,200 per person?
No, for two.
$1,200 for two people for a four-day working vacation, where you're actually able to do ministry while you're also doing vacation.
Exactly.
$1,200 to be able to have this in the middle of July and just enjoy your vacation. That doesn't sound too bad.
It's a great deal because on the ship, again, it includes 24/7 room service. It includes all your gourmet dining. It includes the buffet. So food, you can definitely get nourished that way throughout the whole cruise.
Okay.
But I think there will be a lot of spiritual nourishment as well.
Okay. So $1,200 to get in. Do you have to cough that all up right now in order to book this? When do you have to have this paid off?
Unfortunately, at this point, you have to cough it all up at this time.
Okay.
Everything with cruises has to be paid off 70 days prior to departure. So at this point, there is no payment plan.
Okay. So you come in, you say, I want to go. You put your credit card down, and you're now booked on board.
Yes.
If you wanted to go to the upper suite, what does that run?
If you want the biggest suite, the grand suite, they also call it the owner's suite, that's going to run you about $2,500. Now, it's from the inside, the lowest, it's triple the amount of space. You have a balcony with chairs and chaise lounges. You have, you know, the bedroom, the seating area, and a full wet bar in the room.
You know, granted, I couldn't afford to do that, but it doesn't sound like it's that much more for what you're getting. That's actually not a bad deal.
It's not that much more. And an ocean view, the next step up with a picture window, is only like about $70 a person more.
You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. With me today is Ron Adcock. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about you, Ron, and what got you involved with this. And we'll be right back. And welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio, coming to you high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Garden Grove, California. I'm Rick Howick, your host. And with me today is Ron Adcock from Travel of Orange. And we were talking about this wonderful cruise that's coming up. And I want to make it very clear, we're not going to do an hour's infomercial on this cruise, though I do want to make sure we stress that this is something that I think is worth supporting. But in the conversation we were having, Ron, I learned very quickly, you're not Catholic. What are you doing and why are you here?
I am not Catholic. I am a believer. I believe in the Trinity. But I have three very good Catholic travel agents within my organization.
Gail Burke, Barbara Ochoa, and Joe Faya.
Yep. And Joe is thinking about a year ago, I want to get some money, more money, into the diocese. So he made a call to Ryan Lilligren here at the diocese and started working with him how we could do travel and pilgrimages and other things for the diocese and give back. So what Travel of Orange does is the commission we receive, 20% of that goes straight to the diocese here. And then each of my agents tithe to their local parish as well. And they all go to parishes here in Orange County.
Okay, so let's go back for a moment. You were telling a little bit about your story that you didn't start Travel of Orange.
I did not. I purchased it back about 14, it'll be 14 years this August.
What were the circumstances that surrounded that? Did you, because you didn't always want to go be a travel consultant.
No, I sold software and I traveled the world about 3 weeks out of every month.
Wow.
Missed my family a lot, but yeah. You know, those are the sacrifices. So my sister was dying of cancer and had no one to take care of her. Her last, we didn't know if it was going to be 3 weeks or 6 months or a year. And so I resigned my job to take care of her. And after she passed, I went into Travel of Orange to book a cruise for my family to get our minds off of things.
And this is where you used to go to book all your engagements?
This is where I went to book personal as well as business travel.
Okay.
And went in there, and the owner said, you know, she was happy to book the cruise, but it'll be the last thing she'll probably do for me because she was selling the agency. And my remarks back was, sold.
So right there, then you bought the company.
I bought the company, didn't look at the books, didn't know that side of the business. I knew how to travel, yeah, but I didn't know the backside, and she trained me.
Oh, wow. So she stayed on long enough to make sure. Well, you had already developed a relationship with her over the years.
Exactly.
Sure. Okay. So you ended up coming into this. How long ago was that?
It'd be 14 years this August.
Okay. So about 14 years you've been working this. How many people are working with you now?
We have 14 agents and myself.
And they're all stuffed into an 800-square-foot office.
Or some do work from home part of the time, yes.
So it's kind of a rotating thing. You've got some people there on some days. And
exactly.
Okay, so in the way that you've done this then has been that as a person of faith, you encourage your agents to reach out to the people in nonprofits to try to help them with what they get. How does has that worked then?
It has worked. All of my agents, including myself, are believers. We may not all be Catholic. Out of it, I have a total of 6 Catholic agents. The balance are other denominations. But what I do is I encourage them to reach out to not only their churches or their organizations within the county, schools or colleges, but to all nonprofits to do the same thing, to give back 20% of our commission to their organization to help them out. Especially the last 8 years for nonprofits, it's been tough. It has not been, you know, a lot of cash coming in for them.
No, and that's wonderful. I'm glad that you do. I'm sure that our listeners are very interested in the idea that here we have someone who's of faith. We'll work on you to bring in the full way into the Catholic Church, perhaps. We'll talk after this is over.
But, perfect.
But you've got the encouragement of other people of faith, some of whom happen to be Catholic, to all of them engage somehow in reaching out to try to help those other organizations, nonprofits, whether they're churches or other organizations that help people, so that they can have a little empowerment too from what you do.
Exactly. We need to spread the gospel here on earth, and this is just another way to do it.
I'm so glad to hear that. So Gail Burke and Barbara Ochoa and Joe Faya, they're all on this flyer I have in front of me.
Yes.
And in fact, if they want more information, I'll just give this out real quick. They can call 714-538-0010. So 714-538-0010. And then I take it, do they have to do the extension or will someone answer the phone?
They don't have to. We have operators that will answer the phone or they can dial their extensions direct.
So they can call for Gail or Barbara or Joe and they'll know specifically about this flyer because their names are on this flyer.
Exactly.
Okay.
The other nice thing is everyone else is trained on this as well. So if they're all busy, anyone else in there can help as well.
Okay. So this whole program that we're working with here came from Joe Faya, who is one of your agents, calling up to the Diocese of Orange and saying, hey, what can we do?
Exactly.
And how did that end up working out? Was it right away, hey, let's book a cruise? Or
it's funny. He made a couple phone calls, and they directed him to Ryan Lilligren. And the first thing Ryan said is, let's have a meeting. So Joe, Barbara, and Gail and I came and had a meeting, and we talked about pilgrimages first. Whether it be Fatima and Lourdes or whether it be a Grand Catholic Italy tour, the Legends of St. Patrick in Ireland.
Do you do those?
Oh, we do all of them.
But we're going to have to talk about that in our next segment, but I want you to continue with this.
Definitely. And so we do all that, and we started booking those. And Ryan said, why don't we do something where we do a cruise and get the bishops on the cruise and let the people interact with the bishops and have spiritual, I call it spiritual fun, but spiritual enrichment.
Spiritual fun, I like that.
You like that? And Carnival calls their ships the fun ships and have regular fun. Go to the pool, the water slides, all that entertainment, magicians, comedians, and that. But we also have the Orange County spiritual leaders on that ship and giving the parishioners the chance to have that one-on-one or small group time with them, I think is phenomenal.
Okay, so I'm going to go back over this just a little bit. So then Bishop Van and Ryan, he's our communications director at the diocese here, so he's involved with anything that has to do with the public image. So, in fact, the radio shows that we do are actually worked. They're under his overview.
Yes.
And Ryan's an interesting guy. He's quite a character. He's always interested in what else can we do? And
exactly.
You can do this, can't you? It's very hard to tell Ryan no on a lot of things. That I have learned myself personally. But so in talking, he was looking at the possibilities here and he was looking at pilgrimages.
Yes.
And the idea came up, let's start off with this trip with Bishop Van and Bishop Fryer. Any idea how long it took to talk them into going?
About 2 months. To get their schedule nailed down.
Okay.
That was the big thing. We ran many dates. It took about 8 different cruise dates to come up with this one.
Okay. So, and this one departs July 21st and comes back July 24th.
Yes.
So it's actually nice right in the middle of summer. And so everyone should be off and being able to do this. But it's actually the key behind this that I see is that the focus is on the Catholic spirituality, and your bishops are here. Your bishops are here in order to be able to talk, to engage with, to just simply share dinner with,
yes,
to share fellowship with, to just be around, and to be involved with, as well as these other people that are on, like Dr. John Romeri and Francis Cabildo. I'm kind of curious as to whether or not this is going to, you're planning to grow this into something into the future.
Yes.
What's the thought behind that?
We would like this to be an annual cruise. It may not be in July. We could pick another month, but where we charter the ship. So the entire ship is parishioners from the OC Diocese or family, or maybe you have a family member in the LA Diocese, but have it be a Catholic cruise 100%.
Okay. So the idea would be that regardless of whether or not you're, there's a lot of people with spouses that aren't Catholic, they're not going to be barred from the ship either.
No, no, not
but,
at all.
But in other words, this is would be a trip that is focused only on that event.
Exactly.
For into the future. So how many people would it take to charter a ship to do that? How many people we're talking about that would have to get on board for that? Literally on board.
On the low, that's a good one. On the low side, it's 1,500 people. That would be two per cabin. Okay. But if you put three, four, or five in a cabin, then we can hold up to 1,800 on the ship.
Okay. So in this particular one, you're talking a few hundred people in order to make this a go.
Exactly.
All right. So we're starting off with a cruise that is going to allow for a few hundred people to, and I take it you've got those cabins cordoned off, so there's only a certain number.
Once we hit it,
yeah,
and we can maybe reach into a few extra that Carnival has, but once ours and Carnival's are gone, you can't go.
It's filled up and they won't let you go on the cargo.
Exactly.
Okay. So for our listening audience, we're talking with Ron Adcock from Travel of Orange, and he's not Catholic, but he loves Christ, and he has engaged with his travel agents, some of whom are Catholic, who made the suggestion, well, they've been involved with reaching out for many years, for 14 years at least, to the rest of the people who are doing nonprofit and doing church activity in the diocese in the county of Orange. And this time the reach out was to the Diocese of Orange. And what they came up with was this cruise for Bishop Vann and Bishop Fryer and for all of these people. You've got a band that's going to be involved there. You've got a number of things that are happening. I want to go back over that itinerary again when we come back in a little bit. But this sounds really exciting. Have you had much of a response to this?
We have. Literally right now, out of our group, we are at 75% full. So we do want to fill it up and have some other parishioners on the cruise, but it is that first come, first serve space.
Okay. So we're not in danger of not having the thing go off. We're actually, it's going to go.
It's going no matter what.
And we're now actually at a comfortable level where we're going to fill up enough. It's a viable thing now.
Exactly. And the nice thing about going on the first ever is we're going to have less people within the diocese on there. So the nice thing is you're going to have more time to spend with your bishops and the musicians and the staff. So you're going to get more one-on-one time.
This sounds really exciting. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how to get on board, literally. But I also want to talk about some of these other things we mentioned about pilgrimages. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio, high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Garden Grove, California. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and with me today is Ron Adcock. And Ron is from the Travel of Orange, and they are putting together this Carnival cruise with Bishop Vann and Bishop Fryer in the middle, the late July, really July 21st through July 24th, where they're going to be sailing to Mexico. And it's a group of a couple of hundred people on board this ship who are going to be focused on not only Catholic faith, but also on the fun of the ship, kind of a combination of both. There's going to be an excursion out to Ensenada to go to both the cathedral there, but also the local orphanage, where there's going to be some help that's provided both in service, but also they're bringing in products to be able to help with the school. So this is a real Christian experience, both in its celebrating life with fun, but also helping to give back to life in service. So this is a real good opportunity to be able to engage a vacation that is more than just pure pleasure.
Exactly.
This is something that has a little more meaning to it. And we were talking before that your company gives 20% of the commissions, your agents give 20% of the commissions to nonprofits in order to help empower them in the local Orange County area.
Exactly.
And that includes what's going on with this trip. But you don't just do Catholic trips. You yourself, we were saying, you're Christian, non-Catholic. You've got some Catholics that are in organizing this trip. But you do a number of different things, including pilgrimages. Tell me, what have been some of those pilgrimages that have been successful? What have you put on?
Okay, right now, the biggest in the Catholic Church is Grand Catholic Italy. So not only do you get to go into Vatican City, you get to go in the Sistine Chapel. We make sure you're there when the Pope's there for a papal audience. So you're down below where he's standing up on his, I call it a veranda.
Okay, so probably a Wednesday.
A Wednesday, yeah. And we'll make sure you're there. The nice thing about the vendor we use, unlike all the other vendors, is it's sort of like a Disney Fast Pass wherever you go. So what happens is, to get into Vatican City, if you're going at peak times, it can be 2 to 5 hours waiting in line and getting at 6 in the morning at times in the peak summertime. With our vendor, you bypass the entire line and walk in with your tour guide and your Vatican docent and go straight inside, so there's no line waiting.
Oh, that's sellable unto
itself.
Then
you get inside, and Sistine Chapel's 1 to 2 hour wait. You don't wait in line. You go right past the line with your tour guide and Vatican docent and see it. So we actually get you more time doing other things on the whole trip. The other thing is, all of our Catholic pilgrimages include Mass every day in different cathedrals in those countries. That is a highlight for most Catholics. We do Holy Land tours. We do, one of the most popular is the Legends of St. Patrick in Ireland.
Wow. Let me know if you need a historian to be able to go along.
We'd love to have you.
So let me ask a couple more, just some technical questions. Mm-hmm. The Italian tour one, is that only Rome? Are you?
Oh, no, it's called Grand Catholic Italy.
So what else do you do?
Oh, you go to Assisi, you go everywhere around the country, and you're seeing all the Catholic, the major cathedrals. You're seeing major historical Catholic sites. If there's an apparition that happened, you're going there to see that. You're doing all that, and again, having Mass every day. Now, you're there for Grand Catholic Italy. You're Catholic. You want to get all that in, but they're not going to let the other things go by. You're still in Rome, going to see Trevi Fountain, the Spanish Steps, Colosseum. You're going to get to Venice. You're going to ride in a gondola. You're going to go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You're going to see Pompeii. So they are going to put in some non-Catholic things, but you've traveled all that way, paid that money. You're going to get the best of both worlds.
And you can get the best deal, I'm sure.
We'll get
a really good deal.
We have a policy at Travel of Orange. We will match or beat any price out there that's exactly oranges for oranges.
And still do the 20%.
And do the 20%. That comes out of the agents in my pockets, and we want to do that.
Do you do anything in the Aegean that would include both Greece and Turkey and some of the Christian sites that are involved in that?
We do. One of the biggest sites is to go to Kusadasi, which is Ephesus. And Paul is my favorite disciple, and I love Pauline epistles.
Well, and of course, the legend is that John was there with Mary as well.
Yes, exactly. And there's so much. The problem is with Turkey right now is our government has some travel bans, and they come and go very quickly. And so if we booked you on one that would include Turkey and all the Aegean areas, it could be canceled at a moment's notice if our government, because of terrorism and things like that. So they would replace it with something else, but we can book those. And the people that go, they're just...
Well, keep me on your list when you go, because I also want to get up to Miletus, which is just around the corner,
because
that's, of course, where Polycarp met his martyrdom.
Yes.
Okay, so you've got Western Turkey in there, and then you mentioned the Holy Land. What do you do on your pilgrimages when you go there?
We do a lot of different pilgrimages to the Holy Land, but we can...
That's inland, so you're not talking cruising now, are you?
No cruising at all. This is all land. You fly in, your motor coach is waiting for you. We can do these for an individual, a couple, a family. We can also do groups. We could, if there's a parish that wants to go with their priest, we can arrange that. We can have 50 people or 5,000. It does not matter. And we can take them everywhere that they want to go. We can take them, you know, to the Garden of Gethsemane and have their priest pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. That is very touching for anybody that goes there.
Normally when you have a good-sized group that's going to be a Catholic group, does the priest get a discount or come in free, or is there something to help the priest be able to empower to go along because they don't have much money?
We understand that, and I'm not Catholic. I understand that, yeah. That their vow of poverty, they are doing God's work, and that's their mission in life. So what we do is the cost of their tour, their airfare, everything for them, they don't have to worry about a meal or anything, is in the price. And the vendors take that into account. And so the priest goes at no charge.
Okay, so what you're essentially doing is if you've got, say, 20 people who are going to go to the Holy Land,
yes,
the priest's amount is divided amongst those 20, so that way he can go.
Correct. Okay. If it's a larger group, 40 to 50, it's actually built in and paid for by the vendor that we use.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can go to the Holy Land. Some other areas right now are pretty dicey in the Middle East. Are you having problems with booking tours?
You know what? Yeah, some people still want to go to certain parts of the Middle East. What we ask them to do is do Israel, the Holy Land, after. Because if they have that passport stamp, it causes issues even going into Jordan.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too, because Jordan has so many, again, from a historian's perspective, so many things in their museums that actually are very Israeli-centered, because that's, of course, where a lot of the material is.
It is.
So to go back and forth would be a real problem, I would think.
Definitely a problem. So we always have to get those countries in first. And the other thing I love to do in the Holy Land is go to the Dead Sea, and we include it in every itinerary. So everybody can get their bathing suit on
and go float.
And it is the most phenomenally amazing experience you'll ever have.
I've not been there. I heard there's a stench from time to time.
There can be, yeah. Okay. But there's always showers afterwards.
Okay, very good. Masada, that's where I would like
Masada,
to go
yes.
to be able to see that. Fascinating stuff. So your company is involved not just with empowering people through the 20% and putting on what we're doing here for the bishops and the Catholics that are going to go on this particular tour. Your company really does a lot, it sounds, almost a specialty, it sounds like, in trying to do these tours. How much of your business is done with tours, would you say?
It's amazing.
For pilgrimages.
For pilgrimages, about 30%.
Wow, that is a lot.
And the balance is everyone's normal vacations. Or they're going to go visit family in Chicago and they buy airline tickets, a hotel, and a rental car. They're going to Hawaii or Australia, New Zealand, the South Pacific, Caribbean, or anything.
That sounds fascinating. I'm glad to hear that you've got so many things that are going on there. So if someone in a parish wanted to design a pilgrimage for their parish, maybe the parish they might link up with a couple of parishes, they could call you and talk to you or talk to our three Catholic agents here, Gail Burke, Barbara Ochoa, and Joe Faya. They can talk through how to set that up, and that's very doable.
It is. We can set that up in a matter of a day or less.
Wow.
And we can customize. If they don't like the package that we have and offer, we can customize it any which way they want. It's not a problem.
And do you offer any help? I got a passport 25 years ago and haven't ever renewed it because I haven't needed it since. You offer help and try to get people, especially those who haven't been out and about in a while, to be able to get up to date and their visas and everything ready to go?
We do that. We make sure that you have the correct travel documents. That's part of our job. If you're booking something online, they don't tell you. You're going to get to the airport. If you don't have the proper documents or the time frame, passports have to be valid 6 months from the day you return back to the U.S. If it's only good for 5 months and 3 weeks, you don't get out on your original flight. And you lose all your money for your trip.
Oh,
so
wow.
We make sure everybody has everything they need for their travels.
Okay. So if someone wanted to, let's say that I want to schedule, I've got a group of from the men's fellowship from my parish.
Yes.
And we're going to take our wives on this wonderful once-in-a-lifetime tour of Italy. So they go ahead and call you up. And how much would a trip like what you described, your Catholic Italian tour, how much roughly would that be in real dollars by the time you're done?
Grand Catholic Italy is a two-week tour. So
wow,
you're gone a long time. It includes breakfast. It includes all your dinners and some lunches. It's all your hotels, the entrance fees to every venue. It's everything. The motor coaches even have Wi-Fi, so you can do your social media on it. the non-air price, not including airfare, for that tour is about $2,800 per person. Some people have points, so they use airline miles or points with their credit card for the airfare. Average airfare to Italy is anywhere from $800 in off-season to a high of about $1,400 in peak summer season.
So a couple would pay about $7,000 or so by the time.
Approximately, yes.
Okay. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. With me today is Ron Adcock. And Ron, about 14 years ago, bought the Travel of Orange and ever since has been operating it as a way to not only have a way of earning a living, but also to give back. And one of the ways he's giving back is putting on this first annual, we'll see,
yes,
trip with Bishop Van and Bishop Fryer on a 4-day trip to Mexico. When we come back, I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about that. And we will be right back. Welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio, coming to you high atop the Tower of Hope, where Catholic faith is crystal clear. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and with me today is Ron Adcock, who runs Travel of Orange, and we've been talking about a number of things, but we've been focused on this upcoming trip that Bishop Van and Bishop Fryer are going to be on through Carnival Cruises, and this is a 4-day trip that takes parishioners from the Diocese of Orange down to Ensenada, Mexico. And so they have both the experience of enjoying the pleasures of life on this ship, but also the spirituality, the masses, and going to an orphanage to work with them a little bit, to not only have that exposure, but also to make some real difference. And I want to get back to talking about that for a moment, but we were talking during the break. I was mentioning that I am familiar with other dioceses in the area. You were saying that you had an employee who lives in a neighboring diocese in an area that is not known for having a lot of expendable income for an area that's,
yes,
that's not real wealthy. And this particular parish wanted to go to the Holy Land and take their priest with them.
They did.
How did this go?
We started in January. We came up with an itinerary that is 10 days on the ground in the Holy Land with their priest. And within 3 hours, it sold out because they were able to put a very small minimal down payment and interest-free financing, and then just pay it off before they go.
Okay, so how many months in advance did they have for this?
They started in January, and they're going in the beginning of November.
Okay, so about 10 months or
10 months, roughly.
So one-tenth each month?
Exactly.
And how many have dropped out of the program since
none.
They started? None.
And it sold out in 3 hours.
Okay, so you too can afford to do this if you organize and you get,
yes,
a group that's able to come together. This is a parish. I happen to be familiar with the parish. This is a parish that is in an area that is not known for having a lot of that extra money,
yes,
but yet being able to, we want to go to the Holy Land. We want to walk where Jesus walked. And we want our priest to guide us there.
Mm-hmm.
He's bilingual. Some of these are Spanish speaking. Some of these are English speaking.
Yes.
And they're all going to go, and you've got a trip that's sold out, and they're going to be able to have the time of their life.
Exactly.
And this is something that can be done as well by any parish anywhere in Southern California.
And it doesn't have to be a group. It could be a couple that says, we just want to go, and the same thing, minimal down payment and interest-free financing.
All right. If people want to get on board this, again, this is a 4-day trip through Carnival Cruises with Bishop Van and Bishop Fryer. And this trip leaves July 21st, so everything, the drop-dead date, is going to be 2 weeks or so before that?
2 weeks prior.
Okay. So they've got just a little bit of time to think about it, make their decision, but they've got to come up with the time. And at this point, there's no payment plan because it's too close to it. And
yes,
you've already sold 3/4 of it out. So this is really about, if you still want to go, this is your one opportunity to do it. How would they get in contact to both see more information about the trip or talk to someone about the trip? What should they do?
What they should do is call us at 714-538-0010.
That number again is
714-538-0010. And they can talk and they can press extensions, press 0 for the operator. We'll get them straight through to an agent and we will get them a custom quote for their family. You can go as one person. You could have 2 people in a cabin. You can have up to 5 in each cabin. And so we can take it to whatever size. If they have a family of 20, we'll put them in multiple cabins. And there is no age limit. We have from little children, 1 and 2 year olds going with their parents, up to we have one parishioner that's 98 years old that's going.
So you mentioned $1,200 for the least expensive small little inland cabin that still gets you there.
It gets you there, and it's a good bed.
But that's for two.
Uh-huh.
How many can fit in that cabin, and does the price come down the more you book in, or how does that work?
Yes, we have a lot of single ladies that have lost their spouse, and we have two of them that are doing five in a cabin. The thing about cruising is the third, fourth, and fifth passenger go for about $99 each, plus the taxes and the port fees. So what they did is they cost averaged the price of a cabin of five and brought their price way down for each of them.
Okay, so basically the first two are paying the lion's share.
Yes.
And then after that, you're adding whoever's in there. So if I and my wife go and I've got three daughters that are going along, it's the price for my wife and I, and then it's only about $100 a piece.
Plus the taxes, yes.
For my children to go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's actually pretty cool. I kind of like that idea.
And they still get all the same services, all the same food, and everything else.
Yeah, you can afford to feed a teenage girl. Oh. I'm glad I don't have teenage boys. But you can afford to feed a teenage girl for that much in just food alone.
Exactly.
So very good. So, again, if people are interested in this, what they're going to encounter is Bishop Van and Bishop Fryer, but along with entertainers, with people that are singing holy liturgical music, they're going to have mass available, and they're going to encounter both the pleasure of cruising, but also a spirituality of communing with other Catholics, and that begins with our bishops.
Exactly. And they're also going to be at, again, Cathedral Santorio, and they're going to get to meet and fellowship with parishioners in Ensenada and the priests there. And that will be a bilingual mass.
Okay. It's been wonderful talking with you about all this. What I'm actually excited about, and this is something that, again, for me personally, my background is in early church history. So when you're talking about going into Italy, or going to the Aegean and seeing Greece and parts of Turkey, when the government can let you into Turkey, that just knocks my socks off. So this is something that once we get started through the Diocese of Orange, we might be able to have other trips that come forward. What complications might be involved with this? For example, travel documents, things like that. How does all that work? It's been 25 years since I've really had to upgrade my passport.
A lot of the rules have changed even in the last 5 years. One of them for this cruise is it is preferred that you have a passport, and the passport has to be valid for at least 6 months from the return date. So pretty much you could be safe by saying if it's good January 25th or beyond, you're fine. If not, you're going to have to get a new passport. But to get it in time for the cruise, you're going to have to pay an expedition fee to get it in time. You can also go on an official birth certificate and a U.S. valid ID or a state valid ID, like a driver's license. So if you have a valid driver's license and an official birth certificate, you can go on this cruise. You can't cross the borders or fly that way, but you can do it via boat.
But you can also, this will still allow you to go into Ensenada with everyone else.
Yes. Okay. The only thing that's going to happen is when you come back and you enter back into the U.S., it's going to take about a minute and a half to 2 minutes more to clear customs, because they have to manually punch in your name and date of birth to look at you in the system versus swiping your passport.
Okay. And when you're talking about an official birth certificate, you're not talking about the hospital one with the little footprints on the bottom. You're talking about the one you order from the state that you have to have
everything official. Funny thing, the one with the footprints are birth announcements, I found out when I got into this business. They're not a birth certificate.
Yeah.
And you need a valid county birth certificate, not a photocopy. It has to be the one with either the raised impression or it has red ink on it, but one of those and an official driver's license a valid driver's license for the state of California or whatever state you reside in. Children only have to go if they're under 16 with the valid or the official birth certificate, and that's it. The parents vouch for them. If they're 16 and they have a driver's license, they'll need it. If they don't, they need to bring their school ID.
School ID or a California ID. Which they
exactly, any of those.
If they don't drive or if you don't want your children to drive just yet. So this sounds like a really fun trip. It sounds like it's a great opportunity. You said there's probably a few hundred that are going to be
going.
Uh-huh. So the rest of the boat is going to have other people on board. But in this case, there's going to be a concentration of Catholics for this group. And about 75% of it's already been sold out. So you've got about 100 slots left.
Exactly.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to act, they need to act now. That number again to call is 714-538-0010. So 714-538-0010. And they can go on this. It's just 4 days out of their lives, but it would be, they can do two people for $1,200. And they can have a very good time both engaging Christ's spirit through their bishops and mass and also engaging the orphans that they're going to be meeting and being involved with in Ensenada, as well as having a nice time. This sounds like a really wonderful trip.
It is. And I'm going on it as well. I'm excited.
It sounds like
a And as a non-Catholic, I'm excited to go to mass.
And we're glad that you're going to be going to Mass. So
thank
that's
you.
Good. And we'll be working on you for the other. I'm just kidding.
I hope so.
Ron, I want to thank you so very much for coming in and talking with us about this. The one thing I didn't want to do was to make it just an infomercial, but it's been very interesting. Thank you for sharing your what's happened with you and how you have really dedicated your life's work to also giving back and empowering things like pilgrimages and parishes who might be otherwise too poor to afford it, to let them have a payment plan that allows them to go. And thank you for this. It sounds like this has really been a great calling for you to be able to do with your life.
It is. And thank you for having me here.
You're very welcome. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host. If you want more information again on this wonderful trip, you can join Bishop Van and Bishop Fryer on a Catholic cruise. And it's going to be leaving the port of Long Beach on July 21st at 4 p.m. And it returns on July 24th. And you can get that information by calling 714-538-0010. And they'll put you through to talk to one of the people who are booking it. These three happen to be Catholic, which is why they were able to book this particular trip.
Yes.
And you can have really one of the memorable times of your life. So again, Ron, thank you so very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Blessings for that.
Blessings.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord, we ask that you would empower all those people who are trying to engage you more completely and deeply in their life's work. Empower Ron so that as he continues to work, he would continue to be able to empower others so that they can experience you more completely. Thank you for opportunities like this. And we ask you to please continue to shower your blessings on all who love you. In your precious name we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And I'm Rick Howick for Orange County Catholic Radio, and we'll see you again next week.